old-fashioned day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hey everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Hello and welcome to episode 32, Like a Bunch of Mushrooms.
I don't get it.
Well, hopefully you'll get it next
He's
week.
He's referring to our penis hand.
No. I would never do that sort of thing. That's crazy. That's bad.
Crude.
It's not true.
That is crude.
So you're saying you're not afraid of penis?
No, I'm not afraid of penis.
He's not.
I have one of those, actually.
Mushroom stamps on his forehead, ladies and gentlemen.
Kings of the Podcastle, episode 32, Like a Bunch of Mushrooms. Of course, I am your host, Mike, King Mike. I have King Johnny with me sitting over there with the sound effects machine. Yay, Johnny.
Who, me?
Yeah, that's you, King John. We also have King Greg here. He is here today.
Yes, I am.
And then we have, what's going on?
I'm trying to hit the sound effects machine and it's not working.
Oh, yeah, sure it is. Hit it again.
Yep, nothing.
Nope. Nothing?
Yeah, you're fired.
No. What's happening over here?
No, I'm trying to hit a big applause and nothing. Is my microphone even on, you dipwad?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
I can actually hear you. So.
Okay.
Pretty good, yeah.
God.
I don't know
ladies
what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have technical douchebaggery.
Technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a time about.
I don't know what's going on.
Change banks.
No, it should be working, dude. Hit it again. What the F? What the F?
You broke it.
Oh, I know what's wrong. It's my fault!
Yeah.
Holy
Pantera
moly.
Pantera comes back in. I
this
guess
is why,
start over.
This is why Zach is never allowed to not be here. It's because of this happening right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lee is retarded.
Yeah, I'm in the producer chair, and I'm trying to host. It's
and he's
crazy.
Producing
I can't do
crap.
It. I'm producing absolute crap for your enjoyment. I
he's
hope
got
that
a white tongue.
Okay, well, who else do we have here today? We got King. No, he's not a king yet. He's just Zenith. Ladies and gentlemen, Zenith Nevers.
Zenith Nevers, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
Am I a possible candidate for kingship?
You could be, possibly. I don't know.
Is there like some type of test you got to pass?
Can you throat?
I don't know. You got to talk way into that microphone, though. I can tell you that.
Let's try this. Is that better?
That's way better. There you go.
That goes for our other guest today. We have, ladies and gentlemen, Ron the comedian.
Ron Chapman, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hello. Hello. And Amanda is sitting over there. Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Well, hello, boys.
Oh, okay. There she is. There she is.
Boys.
We do have a great show for you. Before we get into that, though, of course, we need to let you know. Make sure that you are checking us out on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher, of course. And you can check us out on the Beyond Pod app for your Android and, of course, the podcast app for your iPhone. Thank you, of course, to our sponsors, Audio Hog. There he is. Okay. Audio Hog. Check him out at Audio Hog with 2 G's. .com audio hog with 2 G's. Speaking of sponsors, we need sponsors. We need lots more sponsors.
I had a sponsor when I went to AAA, but that's different.
You did?
Yeah.
A sponsor when you went to AA.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
I just called up this potato chip company and says, "Hey, I drink too much. Sponsor me."
And did they just send you like bags of potato chips every week?
Yeah,
or?
I don't get that.
John
way to beat the awkward silence.
Yeah, John is on that sound effect machine now. Holy moly. Ron, I think Ron is here to talk about his company and possibly sponsor. What's going on with with your stuff over there, Ron?
Open mic.
Open mic? Oh, you want to talk about open mics?
Yes.
Okay.
You can move that in front of your face.
Yeah,
Ron.
You can move that right in front of your face there.
It's got an arm.
It does have an arm. You can swing it around. Okay, well, let's just go into Comedy Breakdown then. That sponsor thing, I was trying to get Ron to just say he was going to sponsor us, but he's not, apparently.
I probably will.
Yeah, you probably will. That's good.
You know, the stage door open mic, you know, it's a pub over there off 192.
Yeah. And that happened last night, the stage door pub, ladies and gentlemen. If you get a chance to go out there. Yeah.
There are 12 other buttons.
I like that one, goddammit.
And Ron, I will go ahead and thank you for inviting me. I wish I would have been able to get off work. I tried like hell to get off work because I live off of 192. So it would have been really awesome to get over there. But I told a lot of people to start coming and checking everybody out more. But I work in Winter Haven, so a lot of people are like, we drive too far, gas expensive. Right. Well, you'll drive around the block to Walmart to watch entertainment, you know, in the parking lot and inside, because Walmart people are stupid.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Lee went up twice last night. I think.
Did? They did?
Yes, they thought he was going to sponsor them.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about, I did the little karaoke show afterwards, is what you're talking about.
Did you sing a song?
I went up and did my 5-minute set, of course, that murdered, because I'm a genius. And
and humble above all.
And after that, I went up and did. I met this beautiful British girl.
Uh huh.
Yes, her name was Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah. But it's short for Charlene. But she just goes by Charlie.
But did she have Austin Powers teeth like most of you?
No, actually she didn't. I was very impressed. Her teeth were
her parents did. They were sitting right next to her. But they were real happy with that last night. Yeah. I think they were going to let her go home with you, but they had to change her diapers first.
I know. I didn't understand.
She was really young.
Well, she was kind of young. She was probably in her early to mid-20s-ish.
Okay. That's all right.
I thought you were about to say early to mid-teens. I mean,
that would have been bad. If she was drinking a Shirley Temple.
No. It wasn't that bad. But I did think it was odd when I went up, and she was giving me the eye, like, as soon as I walked in the door. I did my set, and she was like, oh, my God. And so
she said that. She's British, and she went, oh, my God.
Well, pretty much. And so I went over to talk to her.
People, you know.
Right.
I went over to talk to her and found out that was her parents she was sitting with, and all of a sudden I like clammed up and I was like, oh my God, that was really nice. It's nice to meet you. And I like walked off and I could hear her in the background go say, you always ruin everything for me, Daddy.
Mom, Dad, I want to go home and ride his baloney pony.
Now, do you think, like, when you touch her on her wee-wee, it smells like fish and chips?
Oh, my
God. I don't know.
There's my sound effect. Yeah.
She wanted to go home and ride his giggle stick. Boy, cracky.
But I did sing her a song. I sang her Just a Gigolo, which is one of my favorite songs.
Inspired by the famous Justin Hill.
The Justin Hill, yes, who actually did that for the first time. I totally ripped
who
off
cares?
His... Oh, no, it's a lot of fun
to
go
inspired.
Up there
and do it.
So you didn't realize that was her parents right next to
him? No, at first I kind of had my suspicions, but I had to ask, and then I realized that once I asked and they said yes, that was definitely their parents.
Well, yeah, when you asked the dad, hey, can I borrow a condom? I'm gonna...
Yeah! I'm thinking I'm gonna take this chick home, man. You have no idea. Let's see.
Excuse me, sir, but can I take your daughter out this evening? I guess so. Well, I'll have her home by 11:30 because I'm gonna take her home and treat her like a plastic doll.
Oh, my God. I didn't say that.
That was called
for.
Yeah.
What is a plastic doll?
It's a doll.
I know what a blow up. What's a plastic one? That sounds like it would hurt.
That's upper class.
Yeah.
Those are expensive.
Upper class or up her class?
Heyo. Easy over there, Ron. Let's see. Okay, what else did we do over the week? Friday night was, of course, the Wheelhouse. We did a little show over at the Wheelhouse. Yeah. Which
our
is
audience
always,
is insane.
Which is, I know, aren't they? Which is always a lot of fun. If you get a chance to come to the Wheelhouse in Davenport, Florida, every Friday night at 8 o'clock, great open mic. The venue there, it's almost always the same people, but they are so appreciative of it.
Yeah, it is a good crowd.
They are like entertainment starved, I'm telling you, and they love it every week.
Well, there's
so,
nothing else in town. I mean, Davenport, there's, you know, what else is there?
Yeah,
nothing,
chickens.
You know? It's
definitely a whole lot of crap.
Go
right.
Pick some oranges.
Yeah.
Well, fucking dirt roads.
They talk through your entire set, and they think that it's a give-and-take show. But aside from that, they're great people.
I don't think they get out much, and so they don't understand comedy shows or whatever.
They're learning.
This is how it works, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, I don't need your help. Believe it or not, this is what we do.
Did anybody get slapped this week?
Get slapped?
Get slapped.
No, that's Devin's thing. He hasn't gone out to it.
Devin got slapped by an old lady a couple weeks ago at the Wheelhouse.
Yes, he did.
Well deserved, if I can go ahead and say so. I'm just saying that because I ride a motorcycle. It was a motorcycle joke he
made. That's right.
Devin's a big guy, though. I mean, she slapped him, and I'm surprised he didn't, like, choke slam her like the Big Show through a table.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Devin might have exaggerated a little bit. It wasn't like, you know, she didn't peel the skin off his face.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, she didn't.
It was
like
a cute slap.
Yeah, she didn't like rear back and just lay it on him. It was more like a little love tap.
Yeah. She
a slap is
rings.
A slap.
Well, a slap is a slap.
It was an attention getter.
Yeah, exactly.
an attention getter.
Where else did we have comedy this week? Zenith, did you perform anywhere?
Yeah, well, man, I've been hitting mics like absolutely crazy. Despite the the non-approval of the, I guess, the senior comics in town. But I've been at Austin's. I've been at other bar.
Wow.
Elixir.
How is the other bar going?
Other bar is good, man. The That's other awesome. Bar is a great open mic. Sometimes it's a lot of comics. You know, there's more comics to people ratio. But other times, apparently when Devin hosted, I heard it was amazing. And I was like, oh, of course, when I don't go.
Right.
But it's a
good. I was the first comic out that night.
You were?
Yes. I don't know who asked who is. Where is it? It's in downtown Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Wall Street.
Yeah. The first time I went there, it was absolutely terrible. And I haven't been back since.
It's
it was
no, but see, if you get three laughs per set, you're doing great there.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true. Yeah. What about you, Ron? Anywhere else this week?
I kind of played it cool this week, you know, did the family thing in Disney and all that stuff.
Gay!
Yeah, but were you funny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I was on the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Did you heckle?
No, somebody, my wife told a joke, they said she's really funny, she says I'm the comedian, and I like set them up and I told them jokes for like 10 minutes and then I gave my daughter, said, we got to go to the improv. I said, no, I'm not the improv, come where I am. Because my card says improv on it, you know.
Oh, that's not nice. You. Sell any t-shirts, did you?
No, I just wetted some.
Aha!
All right.
Yeah.
All righty then. Well, that's the comedy breakdown, everybody. So definitely check us out at the Wheelhouse at 8 o'clock on Friday nights and the Stage Door coming up regularly on Saturday nights, correct?
It'll be Sunday.
Sunday this
week. The 22nd,
week.
And it's probably going to be like three Saturdays a month, and it's going to turn into an actual show. We're going to... you know, feature it and everything, maybe have some, you know, guest spots and stuff like that.
Make that a comedy destination. Awesome.
And then have an open mic through the week.
Okay.
But not on Friday night.
Not on Friday night.
Now, is there a website they can reach you at?
You can find me at ronthecomedian.com. Yeah, I really got that.
Yeah, good job.
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay, and speaking of websites, make sure that you go to kingsofthepodcastle.com. Best website ever.
Uh-huh.
all right, let's Debatable. Move into some Penis. More serious subjects here. last month, a 24-year-old man from Wales was out drinking, and on the way home, he decided to have some public sex. It's all right. Yeah. You know, when you're out drinking, there's nothing wrong with a little public sex. The problem is that he decided to have public sex with an SUV.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He dropped his pants, lifted... He dropped his pants, lifted up his t-shirt, and started gyrating and thrusting all over a Land Rover. He just...
Did he put it in an orifice?
Like, I don't know.
The gas tank?
Like the gas tank or maybe the tailpipe?
Yeah.
Now you've got a
tailpipe.
Can you get an STD from an SUV?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's the miles per gallon on that?
I don't know. You've got to be nice, though, if you're going to plan on putting it in her tailpipe. You know, you don't want to just surprise her with that. You've got to get it ready. You got to put some lube on it. he just
motor oil.
Yeah,
grease those axles.
Exactly. He just pleaded guilty to indecent exposure, and a judge banned him from leaving the house on weekends for 3 months.
That was harsh.
Terrible, right?
I mean, I would have gone around and tried to find at least a Rolls Royce, you know, if I was going to get off.
Yeah, if you're going to.
Did he have an Land Rover?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. If he was desperate, he could have, you know, gone down to like a Mini Cooper or something.
the reason why I bring up this story is because I think it's a perfect lead-in for our very popular segment that we're about to go into right now. I'm pretty sure that lots of people in trailer parks are having sex with cars all the time. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, Kings of the Podcastle brings to you Trailer Talk with John Donovan.
Hello, friends. It's time once again for Trailer Talk with John Donovan. I live in a trailer park here in Davenport, Florida, and I really love it. So what happened this week, last night I came home from work, and the kids had a sleepover with some of the other neighborhood kids. And the one neighborhood girl, I asked her, you know, I said, don't you have a little brother? And she was standing next to the other neighborhood girl, and she looked at me, and they're both 7 years old, and said to me, I had a little brother, but he died.
Oh, no.
And then there was an uncomfortable pause, and I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then both of them simultaneously in stereo, 7 years old, went, just kidding, got you. Ha, 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 ha.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that happened.
That really happened.
He lived.
He lived? No, he didn't exist, actually. So anyway, that's the
it?
Story.
Yeah, that's it. What tell us more about you know, life in the house, and how is all that going?
That's all going great. Yeah. You know, life is good in the house. Kids go to school.
Yeah.
The 5-year-old doesn't like to get up for school.
Yeah.
He says that his eyes don't work. That's what he freaks out about. Get out of bed. Come on, it's time to go. My eyes don't work. I can't open my eyes. Oh my God! Get out of bed now. Your eyes work because I see tears rolling down your face, so they're obviously working. So get out of bed.
Just because
now.
I punched you, that's stupid.
Right.
Now, how did the studio dog Buster? How did he enjoy the sleepover? I heard he was over at your place.
He was, and too many kids is too much for Buster, and they want to pick him up, and they go, "Oh, look at the little puppy! Look at the Buster! Oh, Buster!" And Buster's like, "Get the f off me now! I'm too old for this shit." Exactly.
What was that?
That was Buster saying, get off me.
Holy crap, that scared me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Trailer Talk with John Donovan. Yes, yes. A little of applause there.
Yeah, I lived in a trailer.
All right. We're going to take a little break here. We're going to have a Cowboys PSA from the Angry Texan, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, we'll be going into some serious news. You're not going to believe what's reopened in Texas. We'll tell you all about that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a public service announcement brought to you by the Angry Texan.
Well, here we are in 2013 and the Cowboys are 1-0. A nice start to a hopeful season. However, the haters are flooding my Valley Ranch. Here in Central Florida, Cowboy fans are targets for a multitude of trash-talking insults. Cowgirls, Jerry's Fairies, Tony Homo, etc., etc. Just like last season and all previous seasons, I say this, piss off. It's all about any given Sunday, and if you can't handle that, then I hope your demise is in the form of a car accident on the way home from the sports bar. Cowboy fans can handle the trash talk in the NFC East. Having said that, Giants fans can shut their traps after game one. Eli and the Pickle Puffers gave us the game. For the rest of the NFL, concentrate on your teams. Show class when in the sports bar. And lastly, go f*** yourself. Thanks, and have a great season.
Go Giants.
We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 32, like a bunch of mushrooms, ladies and gentlemen. like a bunch of mushrooms.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. we'll find out next week.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll find out next week.
I don't have a mushroom.
It means we're fun guys.
Oh, why are you killing my joke, dude?
Oh, so I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week, episode 33, we're some fun guys.
Slabber.
See what I did there? You see what I did there?
You think what I did there?
Why are you being such a douchebag? That is awesome. That is, you would have never come up with something like that.
That's not true. Definitely come up with something that stupid.
No. Never.
Oh, yeah.
No. let's see. Let's get into some a little bit more serious news topics here and take them completely out of the realm of seriousness. every year, a few companies still just don't get it, guys. I don't know if you've heard about it, but no one wants you to use September 11th as a promotional opportunity, right?
I guess not.
Are you guys with me on that or no?
Sure.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. Well, it looks like this week, of course, was the anniversary of, I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday was 9/11 anniversary. And, you know, there's all kinds of memorials that go on, and everybody celebrates, you know, the lives of the people that were lost.
They call out the names.
They do the whole shebang, you know, and it's something that people take very seriously.
Yeah.
But these companies.
We should.
Are trying to use the tragedy of 9/11. To promote their product.
Okay.
AT&T tweeted a 9/11 tribute featuring one of their phones.
Really?
Yep. Pretzel Crisps.
Yeah.
Photographed one of their bags in the shape of an American flag. And Marriott generously offered a half hour of free mini muffins in honor of 9/11 victims.
Really?
Now, see.
Free mini muffins.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't?
No, because they tried to destroy our capitalistic ways.
Yeah.
And so are we going to cower down on that day because
point,
of that?
Good point, Ron. Good point.
I mean, I guess that's a good point, but you're wrong.
Yeah, but Ron's a capitalist, so we're not listening to that.
I have that joke that
I've told. Capitalists are going to pay us, right?
No, maybe. Sure. Yeah. What are you saying, Greg?
Well, that joke that I told on stage a few times, it's a 9/11 joke, oh, you know, boy. About how I busted out with Jenga on 9/11 as a board game, and it made everybody yes. mad, and I said, well, you know, no one gave me shit whenever I busted out Battleship on Pearl Harbor Day.
I actually do like that joke.
That's
a good joke. I mean, I'm not poking fun. It's just like, you know, like, hey.
Well, here.
But
I
you don't see Mattel saying, okay, Jenga, we're going to so 50% off if you buy it today on 9/11.
No, yeah. The 9/11 edition.
Oh, my God.
They'll be like actual people. They'll be actually people that fall off when you pull the boards. You
have to like, put like free x-rays on Hiroshima Day or something. You know?
Oh, my God.
You have to whenever you put the Jenga thing together, it actually looks like one of the towers. That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. That would be really bad.
No, it'll be three towers in one set. And they all collapse at the same time.
Oh, my God. No. I think it's a cheap, cheap way for people to get any kind of publicity is to try to do it on 9/11. Like this golf course here, they actually offered 9 holes of golf for $9.11.
Really?
On 9/11. It's like, come on, man. Wow. Or I guess they could have gone like, John, didn't you say something about 9 holes for $11 or something?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just seems crass, you know what I mean?
You know what, though? Legos could really jump on this deal.
They really could. They really, really could. Legoland can have, like, their own area.
Go ahead, dude. I'm interested. Go ahead.
They can have, like, the burning towers. And, like,
oh, my God.
They can have, like, an airplane heading towards a tower.
No.
No, that's a
terrible
all
of our
idea.
New York listeners.
I'm writing this down. Give me some more.
Anybody with a heart.
Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, just an open field.
Oh my God! The reason why that's so funny to me is because I could just see that as you're walking through Miniland. Look, it's San Francisco. Oh look, there's the Daytona Motor Speedway.
Oh look, it's Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Mommy!
Oh my God!
That's John Donovan, guys.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, King John is.
I'm really holding back right now.
send your complaints to John at Kings of the Podcast.
It's all in good fun, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't have a sense of humor, I mean, come on, Saturday Night Live, they aired that Saturday after 9/11, you know, because you got to have some laughs. You got to have a little bit of humor about it. So.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And no disrespect to those who did perish that day.
Yeah,
of course. It was an awful tragedy.
No, of course, of course.
And no disrespect whatsoever.
To all those sons of bitches down in Guantanamo, I hope they're still fucking dying down there.
Did I not tell you guys? wow.
Let it out.
The angry Texan, ladies and gentlemen. Did I tell you guys about the absolutely horrible joke that I made, like, right after 9/11?
Ooh,
no, you
do
didn't.
Tell.
I'm,
do
no,
tell.
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I did, but I'll tell you it again since we're on the topic. But you know Maxim Magazine, right?
Yeah.
Maxim Magazine has the caption contest every week. Or every month they have a new caption contest. And this one just happened to be a picture of some art display that was in New York. And it was a bunch of mannequins with just their legs like stuck in the ground with the feet like sticking up out of the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I sent in my my caption for this.
Oh, God.
My caption was the latest controversial memorial to the suicide jumpers of 9/11.
You're horrible.
Wait a minute, where is it?
You went out on a limb on that one.
I know I did. But at the time, I thought I was so funny.
Turn the computer up over there.
I completely
purposely put that mic down.
I completely. Everybody was like, "Dude, no, that's terrible."
Yeah, whoa. Somebody the other day made a Sandy Hook joke.
Really?
Loose. Yeah,
he's done that. What? Mike's done that.
No. I made fun of both of you guys for fighting over it.
That's right.
No, even worse, that like they included my kids in the joke.
Really?
Who? Yeah. Who would do
How
that?
Do they do
well,
that?
Well, he opened up with, you know, that somebody brought kids to a comedy show, right? So I'm thinking he's going to talk about the 12-year-old. Did you guys hear about the 12-year-old? I know Ron did.
No, what happened to the 12-year-old?
Oh, the 12-year-old.
Just these people that had a 12-year-old there. And
a 12-year-old
Ron
little girl,
and I,
yeah. Just
yeah
a bunch
Ron
of
and I agree that it's not really a place for children.
Sure. No, of course not. Yeah.
My daughter's heard everything. It's okay with us. Well, just because you're shitty parents doesn't mean you can bring your kid here.
Yeah, that's like almost saying like, oh, we child molest our child. It's cool, so we can get in on it too. No, that's not cool. But whatever.
No, that's and that was also
it's okay.
A terrible
She's 12.
Analogy.
She's had sex before.
So the comedian.
God. Oh damn.
We got her on birth control.
The comedian, instead of using the 12-year-old, goes in a different direction and says, it's my kids. And then my kids said, I wish you were funny or something like that. And he replies, well, I wish you went to Sandy Hook Elementary.
That's your joke.
Are you
exactly
talking
Is
about
that you?
My joke?
Yeah, was
dude.
That you?
That was
oh,
totally
so was
me.
You.
That was totally me.
That's actually, like, we got that from Gallagher.
I couldn't remember. Who
yeah,
was
it?
It
was Mike Lee.
It was Mike Lee. Okay.
Yeah, it was totally
so
me.
So now and we then, know who the douchebag was.
Yeah.
And you were there, and I was totally laughing with you
yeah,
about that.
No, yeah, I thought I was laughing. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, but I could see people getting...
Oh, yeah, her, the Sandy Hook joke.
Amanda
yeah,
has something to say.
I see an open market here. I think I'm going to hang out in the lobbies of these comedy shows and offer babysitting services.
There you go.
There you go.
It was
yeah.
like an 8-year-old at the bar last night. So.
And in your current state, you could even offer breastfeeding.
Oh,
if
yeah.
yes.
Milkmaid.
Now,
right?
I bring my kids to some of these open mics, but mind you,
You're a
I have...
horrible parent.
Well, I do church clean comedy, so I'll sit them up front when I go up. In some places, I've even allowed them to do
Zenith,
one knock-knock joke.
In what realm of reality do you do church clean yeah. comedy, sir?
I
no,
haven't heard any.
No way.
You, no, he did
you
it.
You
have, no. He did it Side Splitters in Tampa.
That was you, well, that was TV clean.
Yeah.
That was TV clean. I don't even do offensive material at all.
I would say that you do TV clean because you don't curse, but your topics, like I kidnapped the woman's daughter or whatever... to show her how much I liked her, that's like that's not church clean.
So what's church clean? Like?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I, mean,
I don't know.
Black
Ask
Snake.
The Catholic Church.
I watched Black Snake Moan the other day. That was pretty church clean.
The yeah. Church of Hedonism. no, if you church clean is like think Bill Cosby, man, where you're oh. making fun of, you know, Puddin' Pops.
So
crap.
Like Jesus walking into a Roman bar and they said, "Hey, no hanging around here."
Oh no, that wouldn't be it. God. No.
Nice.
All right, let's switch gears here.
Jonathan is 2 for 2.
Let's switch gears here. Last month, a Mexican restaurant in Arizona accidentally got 74 customers sick with chicken that was contaminated with E. coli.
Oh.
And I love Mexican food, you know.
And I love E. coli.
Hey, all 74 people had an outbreak of explosive diarrhea.
No!
Yeah. I'm picturing it like, you remember that movie? Oh.
What?
I don't know. I'm picturing it like that movie. You remember Stand By Me when they have the
yeah.
The puke fest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm picturing happening.
Except
in this
coming
Mexican
out the backside.
It's coming out the
yeah,
backside.
Yeah, but was it the water they cooked with? I mean, did Mexicans get sick?
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, who hasn't gotten diarrhea from Mexican food before? Come
yeah,
on now.
Well, but explosive diarrhea.
I mean, I've had some spicy shit where I had to wipe my ass with a snow cone the next morning.
Was that in there, explosive, that word?
Yeah, explosive diarrhea, yeah.
That's
but here's the big
that's
thing.
That's a colorful adjective.
The restaurant is actually trying to make amends with all of their customers, and they're doing it by giving away free burritos.
All right!
Yeah! Free burritos, everybody.
Where your crap won't be explosive, but you're still going to shit.
Yeah. If they're bean burritos, at least they're chock full of fiber, you know, so
yeah.
it'll make it solid again.
Very nice of them.
Wow, that was really. We just need to record Zenith's sound effects.
Yeah.
And put them in as like real
farts.
Sound. Yeah, he's got good farts. And what was the dog? Do the dog
good
again.
Dog.
Oh. Wow,
that's
it sounded like
dog.
My ex girlfriend Amanda.
speaking
Not
of.
You.
Speaking
she's
of,
one of our avid listeners, man.
Who's that?
I'm just, I don't know.
Who
no
cares? She can go kill herself.
Along the same lines as the Mexican restaurant, here is something that you guys might really, really enjoy.
Uh-huh.
It's, would you like fries with your fries, ladies and gentlemen?
What?
A new chain has popped up in Woodlands, the Woodlands, Texas, actually.
Oh, awesome.
Yep, it's the Woodlands Mall, and they're selling nothing but fries.
Really?
It's called French Fry Heaven.
And they have different kinds of French fries.
They have 50 flavors and seasonings ranging from sweet to savory.
I'm interested.
I want American fries.
Yeah.
They have specialty fries like cheeseburger, barbecue, baked potato, and funnel cake. What else? What else would you like?
Funnel cake fries?
Yeah, funnel cake fries. And I think it's just a seasoning that goes on them. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like seasoned fries.
Spicy
like
fries would be good.
Cake. I mean, the funnel cake fries, just what, powdered sugar and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Funnel cake fries, Burger King already did that.
Did they?
They do?
They okay.
Did. But no, but I think that those were actually pieces of funnel cake, weren't they?
Well, yeah, but that's what I'd imagine. This fry.
No, this is all potatoes. This is all like French fries seasoned a certain way.
So
like,
it's a restaurant for men.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so they need beer-flavored fries.
Yeah! Beer-flavored fries. We could get some good old-fashioned vagina fries in there. we all like those.
That'd be John Donovan's joke. Yeah. Fish and chips.
And you know, you could also get the Australian fries, which are Famunda fries.
Hi-oh.
Yeah, of course. And I believe that Zenith is a huge fan of calf fries, aren't you?
Calf Zenith? Fries?
Yeah, you know, testicles.
No, I'm gonna go with no, but thank you though for that.
Damn. Failed
Mike.
Miserably. Failed miserably, ladies and gentlemen.
Tater tits.
Tater tits.
Yeah!
I like that one. All right.
Way to redeem the room.
Thank you. Thank you for saving that little comedic moment there, Amanda. okay. Oh, Six Flags. We got to talk about Six Flags.
Six Flags.
This is in honor of Zach. King Zach.
I know. I wish
here.
Zach was here, man, because he was the one. If you remember when we talked about the woman who died, she was an overweight woman. She was riding the Texas Giant in Arlington, Texas at Six Flags Over Texas. And there was a malfunction, or they're saying actually now they're saying that there was no malfunction, that it was not their fault, that she was just not properly suited for the chair. She was too big for it.
Yeah, she was too big. She was obese.
Yeah, but they also said the thing that like she was not comfortable, and they said, nah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Go ahead. And then she ends up dying. Well, Zach went off, you remember. I mean,
he was down on this woman.
What'd she die of?
Falling off a roller coaster.
yeah.
No, also she
gravity,
fell.
Gravity, you know what I mean?
She died on the second bounce.
Oh, my God. No. No, yeah, she went around one of the banks, and she came out of the chair and died. Like on
Wow.
Fell out and died on the ride. So anyway, they have actually reopened the Texas Giant roller coaster just this last Saturday for the first time. Actually, yesterday. Yesterday it was, for the first time since that rider died. And Zach was going off and on, on this, you know, fat people at theme parks, and they got to use the chairs. And you know,
your dad was here at the time.
And my dad was here, who was an overweight guy. And he was like, whoa, dude, hold on a minute. And had a few things to say about that. But the ride...
Just make him pay for two seats.
Yeah, the ride is opened with redesigned restraint bars and new seat belts, as well as a trial seat that riders could sit in before even entering the line. The new measures did not appear to deter the thousands of riders who waited an hour or more in 90-degree heat to ride on the Texas Giant.
Now, didn't you say there's some new signage?
Here's the funny thing to me. This is what really cracks me up and why I wish Zach was here. Six Flags cautioned parkgoers that the Texas Giant might not accommodate, and this is quoting, guests with unique body shapes or sizes.
Unique body shapes or sizes.
Yeah.
So if you look like a potato, don't get on the ride.
It's like the most...
You might end up taters.
They were trying so hard to be PC, but doesn't that almost seem more offensive?
Right.
You've got a unique body size, sir.
Right.
I just don't think
that's
really good
for this. Well, how do you say it? I mean, how would you say it?
Well,
you're
that?
Shaped like the penguin from Batman, so you can't get on the ride.
I actually know somebody who is shaped like that.
If the bar don't click, your ass won't stick.
There you go.
They should have put that on there.
That's Texan. His ass
yeah, exactly. Because I've ridden the Texas Giant, and when you get off, it beats the shit out of you.
It really does. Because it's a wooden roller coaster,
absolutely.
And it wobbles all over the place.
Oh, man, it's crazy. That thing will give you
whiplash.
Thank you.
Now, do you think that's going to be packed around Halloween time now?
Maybe. I'm sure everybody that was getting in line to get on is like, this is being reopened. A woman died on this. This is going to be more exciting now.
Yeah.
And they get off the ride and they're like, oh, let's not ride that again.
I need a chiropractor now.
But don't you think that they could have just said, just like whenever you go.
A weight restriction. Why beat around the bush?
Exactly.
Why have a height restriction? Why can't you do a weight restriction?
Exactly. Just like you can't go parachuting. I think you can't do parachuting if you're over. Like I couldn't go because you've got to be under 225 pounds or something like that.
You're over 225 pounds?
Yeah, dude. I'm pushing 250 right now.
I know, man. It's getting bad.
Maybe she was just really sweaty.
Yeah, she could have been.
And she slid out.
And she was slippery. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, she probably ate a bunch of...
too many french fries, right?
Because they served the giant turkey legs there. She probably ate like three of those and then just... oh. And she wiped them on her lap, you know, the grease from it, and that's what caused her to slip out.
And then she got tater tits.
You should be part of CSI.
Holy moly.
Exactly. I already know what happened.
Switching gears again, here we go. Despite its purported cleanliness, cleansing properties, holy water could actually be more harmful than healing.
How so? Do tell.
Researchers at the Institute of Hygiene and Applied Immunology, that's a nice little place, at the Medical University of Vienna, tested water from 21 springs in Austria and 18 fonts in Vienna, and found samples contained up to 62 million bacteria per millimeter of water, or milliliter, I'm sorry, of water. None of it, of course, safe to drink. Most of it was fecal matter, such as E. coli, enterococci, and
brings a whole new meaning to the word "holy shit"
and Campylobacter.
That's a rim shot on that one. Rim shot.
Oh my god,
that was good. Hey yo.
So what? That's bad news to vampires. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I'm not only scared of holy water, but blah blah blah. Don't touch me with that shitty hand.
And this is also the water that they use to like baptize babies and whatnot.
Right.
This bacteria that's in this stuff can cause serious illness, especially in infants younger than 6 months, which could lead to death if untreated.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so you know, don't use the holy water.
Who drinks the holy water though? They barely splash it on the back of your head.
No,
the priest keeps putting his hand in it over and over. It's because he keeps putting his finger in the altar boy.
Right. And that's where
damn it,
that's where that comes from.
I have once again CSI Angry Texan here.
You've solved the mystery.
I have solved the mystery of
the holy shit.
The mystery of the holy shit. You're like the damn
the
Hardy
stink,
Boys.
The stink finger.
I'd give him more like Scooby-Doo.
I mean, this is coming from a church where it's okay for like hundreds of people on Saturday to share the same cup.
Exactly.
That's true. So, yeah.
And the priest takes that water and he wets his lips with it for some of these little things or whatever. So
well, it's because he's trying
really
to
not...
re-savor the flavor from the altar boy.
The really sad thing is that there's probably some truth to
there
that.
There probably is.
You know, it's really not baptizing, it's sprinkling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more.
We're waiting for a punchline.
Yeah. I just was setting everybody up for the sprinkling.
I love it. Whenever there's I love the awkward silence. All right.
Yeah. Repeat it one more time. Maybe we'll get it this time.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get it this
tinkling.
Time. All right. Well, we're gonna take another break real fast here. When we come back, as if it's not ridiculous enough, we'll be heading into our ridiculous news. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Thank you for calling MCTS. This is Sebastian. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. I just got a computer from you guys.
Oh, congratulations. We're so excited.
Thanks. So I got home and I took it out of the box.
Okay.
And it's on the desk and it won't turn on. It just won't. It won't turn on.
Okay. I'm here to help you, sir. Have no fear. There will be no problems, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So what you said was is you took it out of the box and you put it on you put your computer on the desk.
I put it on the desk.
Hold, please.
Hello?
Thank you for holding. I am so sorry. I had to go poopy. Okay, so back to where we were. You took it out of the box and you put it on the desk.
Put it on the desk.
You put it on the desk. And then now you're saying that your computer isn't working.
No, it's not.
Very peculiar. Okay, so did you plug your tower into your monitor? Into the monitor. Did you plug the tower into the monitor?
How do I do that?
Okay, there should be a bag of wires in the box.
A bag of wires?
A bag of wires.
I didn't see a bag of wires.
There should be. Look in your box.
Hold on.
Okay, now I'm on hold.
I found the bag of wires.
You found the bag of wires.
I found it. It's
okay, now open up the bag of wires very carefully. If there's any staples, be careful because you don't want to get a finger cut. Because it's going to bleed.
Which one?
Okay, there should be one that has the jack. that's for the tower that coincides with the jack that is in the monitor. There's a wire specifically for that.
Oh, okay. I think I found it. Is it blue?
It is blue. And it kind of looks like a phone cord, except you're not going to call anybody. Silly!
All right. Okay, so I plugged it in, and it's got screws.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, you screw it in, and then is it working now?
It's plugged in.
Oh, sounds so silly. Turn on the power button.
Oh, power button. Okay.
Yes.
Still not doing anything.
So you hit the power button and the power isn't working?
No, it's not working.
Okay. Is the power cord plugged into the wall?
No, it's not.
Okay. It is not plugged into the wall.
No.
So that's not one of the first things that you did when you got it?
No.
Okay, here's your next step, sir. Take the computer and put it back in the box and take it back to the store because you're too fucking stupid to own a computer. Have a nice day.
Hello, everybody. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. We are here with episode 32.
I love that song.
Yeah,
it is. I love that band.
Dude, Monkey Breath is awesome.
Yes, Monkey Breath is awesome, but the song Monkey Wrench is even better.
Yeah. You know, I have a friend that listens to us, lives down in St. Pete, that played with this guy in a former band.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a former punk band from his punk days? Or
no,
like
a Washington, D.C. band. It was really cool. Yeah, I remember I was telling you about him.
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah,
that's where Dave Grohl's originally from before he got hooked up with Nirvana.
It's my buddy Harley. His name's Harley. His last name's Davidson, oddly enough. That's
really?
His nickname,
Okay. Okay. Hi, everybody.
How's it going?
Hey.
Make sure you hit stop for me over there.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Okay, bye. all right, it's time now to move into the ridiculous news. Greg, how are the Cowboys doing today?
Right now, it's 10-7. Dez Bryant is on fire, like NBA Jam on fire.
All right, if they lose this week today, we're going to make fun of you for it next week.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all you've been doing all day.
And the Manning brothers are playing against each other tonight.
He's actually got the game pulled up on his phone. He's watching it while we're recording this podcast.
Well, I got to make sure I keep up with my boys, man. I'm diehard. And I'm actually rooting for DeMarco Murray, too, asswipe.
Oh,
you guy. Come on.
Yeah. DeMarco Murray is kind of the man. Hey, thank you. okay, let's move into our ridiculous news here. There's really a disease for everything now, apparently. A 57-year-old man in Scotland was just diagnosed with Devon-Siebold syndrome, otherwise known as chronic lateness syndrome.
Is that going to be like the Lou Gehrig's disease?
Oh,
the
Devon-Siebold
disease.
Yeah. Devon-Siebold disease.
So if you show up more than a half an hour several times in a row, you have Devon-Siebold disease.
Oh, yeah.
But Devon's kind of like a wizard. He's never late, nor is he on time. Wizard arrives precisely when he means to.
Wow. This guy, they're apparently, this guy in Scotland is diagnosed. The man's doctor says the condition comes from the same part of the brain as ADHD, so the man can't focus on how long things are going to take.
Really?
Which could very well be what Devin's problem is, because that man is late to everything.
But how does he have a day job if that's the case?
I don't know. Maybe somehow he actually makes it to work on time, but I would seriously doubt it, because he's almost always late to the podcast. He also has what did you call it earlier? Don't show up itis.
Yes,
he'll do that to us.
He has that too.
He has that going on.
But I have a feeling.
How many tardies do school teachers get?
I don't know.
And that's the thing. I wonder, you know, I mean, he still has a job, so maybe he has another thing called I'm getting a paycheck itis.
Right,
so
yes.
So I'm going to show up to this
I'm
going to
show up to this one on time. Yeah, I understand.
So,
This guy that got diagnosed in Scotland, he's not getting fired from his job because he was showing up late to work. He's not getting fired now because of this new illness that they're saying is going on.
So he hasn't...
I think if Devin listens to this podcast, you guys are going to give him ideas.
Yeah, he's going to be like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. It's my
I got a disease.
I'll show up at third period, but I'll have the substitute that'll already be there for me.
Yeah.
Give them pop quizzes.
Kids, don't do what I do. Do as I say, right?
Exactly. Let's see here. Last month, the dad in Utah wasn't happy. You guys are going to love this. And John, you need to take notes, okay?
All right.
There's a guy in Utah wasn't happy about the short shorts that his teenage daughter was wearing.
Uh-huh.
So he decided he was going to shame her.
Yeah.
By making his own cutoff jean shorts and wearing them all over town.
For himself.
Yeah, for himself. Eventually, the photos of him got online, and he says that his daughter has finally started dressing a bit more appropriately.
Right.
Are you going to do stuff like this whenever Kathleen comes?
Yeah. I'm going to wear short shorts, no underpants, and gravity is going to let her fly.
Look like a
walrus.
My
daddy can win any sack race around.
Ron, how many kids do you have?
Four kids?
Four kids.
Have you ever had to, man, you have sown your seed. Have you ever had to do something to embarrass them so that to teach them a lesson?
Yes.
Comedy.
I let them play with Zenith's kids.
Give us an example, man. You're like the only one who's actually raised kids.
I had to think. Oh, yes,
I put you
yes,
on the
yes.
spot, didn't I?
Yes, no, I got it. At Disney, they were acting bad, so I made him stand in the corner at a restaurant. But there was no corner, it was a pillar.
So you made him stand at the pillar.
And everybody looked at him.
Right.
And some people were, so I had a couple people over say, oh, we really appreciate that. That's nice.
Really? No, wait, no, hold on. Did you make them put their nose in the pillar? Like,
you're damn right.
Like, they had to put their nose in the corner at the middle of the theme park?
Well, he should know better. He's going to be 19 next week.
Nice. All right, then. Let's see. What else do we have going on over here in ridiculous news this week? Okay, a few weeks back, a 68-year-old man in Florida was drunk and threw some beer bottles at his neighbor. So, of course, she calls the cops, I mean, like anybody else would, and led them to his house. But when they got there, he opened the door and threw a bucket of pee and poop all over her.
What?
Nice.
Really?
A bucket of pee and poop mixed?
Yeah. Just a little bucket where he's apparently been
a
concoction.
I don't know why he did it. It doesn't say.
That's not the worst part. I think the worst part is that he obviously had this premeditated.
Yeah.
How long do you have to, like, you know what?
I'm like, he
take
crapped and pissed in the bucket.
I am full
of it. She's calling the cops. I better pull my pants down and drop anchor.
No. I'm with Zenith. It had to have been going on for a couple of weeks because the other thing is that right after he threw a bucket of pee and poop at her, he tried to throw a second bucket on the cops.
My God. He had two buckets. That guy is full of
assault with a shitty weapon.
And this assault is brought to you by Metamucil.
was this a bucket, a tin bucket? I mean, it matters.
Yeah, what kind of bucket?
I'm going to say, because it doesn't say here, I'm just going to go ahead and say, for purposes of comedy, it was a tin bucket. Go.
Do you have any sound effects for that?
I don't, actually.
Plop.
Well, we do have, what is...
Just pour out a can of cream corn.
We have
There you go.
There it is.
Take
all over that, officer.
Take
and
that,
you
comma.
Too, you stupid bitch, as a neighbor.
Yeah.
I ain't right there. I ain't taking no more of your shit. And if I go to jail, I'm going to take two more buckets with me.
Oh, disgusting. All right.
I just had some Mexican food from the restaurant, and it gave me diarrhea, too, so I got a backup bucket in the kitchen.
Let me tell you this little story about when I was in a fraternity.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna love this.
Thank you. May I have another?
Totally pertains to this.
Did you get shit thrown at you?
No. Hold on. Let me tell the story. All right.
Go ahead.
Everybody knows that in a fraternity there is hazing goes on, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's illegal, so it's
not anymore.
Yeah, not supposed to do it, but it happens. Whether it's ours was very friendly. Instead of drinking beers, we were forced to drink water.
You drank pee?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, as part of Hell Week, which is the one week where all of the people who are trying to join the fraternity, all of the prospects, basically, they go in and they have to stay at the house. We basically did a big giant slumber party in the basement, basically,
right,
is where we had to stay. And while we were doing that, the brothers who were already in the fraternity were pooping and peeing into a bucket in the upstairs common bathroom. Yes, a giant, giant bucket, right? This giant bucket, and it was holding everybody's poo and pee.
Nice.
And whenever it was all said and done,
yeah,
we had to go. We all got blindfolded, and part of our initiation was
yeah.
We're blindfolded. We're led up the stairs into this common bathroom. God. And the guys are going, do you trust us? Do you trust your brother? Yes, I trust my brother. On and on, right? And they say, all right, then reach into the bucket and pull out a turd.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had to do it. But what we didn't realize, because we could smell it in there, because right. we couldn't see it.
They had another bucket. They had like another
bucket with water and bananas in it. Yeah.
Water and bananas?
Yeah.
Nice. Where's that monkey sound? There it is.
There it is. Yeah, get it.
This entire part of it is the shit.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay,
it stinks. I don't think that buckets of fecal matter are going to be that uncommon at the Donovan house pretty soon.
Probably not.
Yeah, you're probably yeah. right, yeah.
It's going to be the poo-poo house.
all right, listen up, ladies. I have a way. If you're suffering through a terrible breakup, I have just the guy for you. On Sunday night, police in Israel arrested a 39-year-old man who's a self-professed sorcerer. And he,
really?
Yep, he will help you get through that terrible breakup.
Does he got the robe and everything?
Oh, yeah. He's, you know, full-on thing, little crystal ball.
Gandalf.
Yeah. Turns out he was helping women magically recover from their bad breakups by having sex with them.
All right.
Yeah, that's all.
I possess the same powers.
You do?
One ring to unite them all.
just keep your wand. The nouveau ring. In it.
One woman actually fell for it and then told the cops, and the sorcerer was arrested on possible sexual assault charges.
Well, why did she call the cops?
Come on.
I don't know.
Was she not feeling better afterwards?
I don't know.
It was false advertisement,
right?
But can you?
It was a massage with a sad ending.
I didn't know role playing was against the law, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my point is. If she called him and said, hey, I want to do this, you know, then how is he assaulting her?
If he dropped a pill or something in her drink, that'd be different.
I mean, it's just the same thing as if, like, you know, he banged a chick from D&D, you know?
Yeah.
He just he gave her his magic stick.
And she said, yes, I will do this.
Exactly. So I don't see anything wrong here. I see an opportunity for the Kings to make some money.
Absolutely.
For all I see this as a spinoff from Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly. We just need
Cornelius Expeditus.
Come and tickle my Dumbledore.
Harry Twatter.
And go down on her. Go down on her Hermione.
Harry Twatter and the Prince of Azkaban. All right.
The new ride.
Yes. Another story here. Last year, a 35-year-old, and it's right along the same lines as this guy with the fake advertisement, is a 35-year-old dominatrix in Austria posted an ad looking for men to come to her farm for discipline and punishment.
You come to my farm for discipline and punishment, yeah.
Exactly.
Why does she sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Because she's from Austria.
It's like it's like an Austrian Nicole Bass.
Get to the chopper. Get on your hands and knees and kiss my feet.
And listeners,
put it in my pooper.
Listeners, if you do not know who Nicole Bass is, look her up. Oh my God.
Are you still talking about Nicole Bass? We're doing Austrian.
Who's Nicole Bass?
We moved on. What are you talking about?
She's a dominatrix, dude.
Oh, I don't know anything about
that. That's what I'm saying. Look her up.
We're talking about an Austrian dominatrix who sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Lick the bottom of my shoe, you bastard.
It's not a tumor.
Your life is worthless.
It's not chlamydia.
Is there sheep on this farm?
There could be. I don't know.
It's a bad
humor. This humor is
sheep. So this lady in Austria, she puts this ad in the paper, and three men actually did pay to go. But she made them do farm work in fetish masks is all she did.
Really?
Yeah. After a week of doing nothing but farm work with no erotic punishment, the guys realized that the whole thing was a scam. Prosecutors are looking into whether or not she actually did something.
It took a week.
Like every woman ever.
It took a week.
Oh my God.
Bail the hay, you worthless.
Can I please milk the cow without using my hands this time?
You are a dog. You will lick my pooper.
So when we renovate the studio later on, we can put an ad up for a dominatrix work and just have them have a ball in their mouth while they're doing drywall.
Exactly. That's it. Exactly. See, I'm telling you, this is why I bring these stories to the table. It's for us to figure out ways to make money.
Quit smoking
wall.
This way.
Finger out ways to make money.
Right.
You put the drywall up.
I mean,
Zen has mentioned earlier, it's like a massage gone wrong. Well, this actually sounds like it might probably be more likely to break your back than fix it. But a masseuse in Atlanta, who goes by the name of Christy Love, is making up to $1,300 a day.
Oh, yeah.
She's massaging men with her gargantuan breasts.
Yeah.
It's a 48 double
Amanda can get in on that.
I'm on it.
Woo.
A 48 double N, fellas. A 48 double,
double N.
Yeah, I don't even know.
The breast is bigger than her.
I know. Like, Amanda, you do have giant boobs. What size do you wear?
I'm a 36 triple D.
Holy
shit. Oh, wow.
God.
Thank you. I grew those myself.
She is definitely.
Shit, John, I'm lactating.
Shut that baby up now. God, I said shut the
baby. Maybe that'll learn you to keep your big trap.
another story at a later time.
Now, now Amanda's boobs are big, and you are a certified watermelon smuggler. But 48 double N, man, that's got like her one boob is as big as you, your whole self. I mean, I don't know. But she charges $300 an hour for her most popular service, and that is called the Happy Man Works, by the way.
Now they're not natural. They're fake.
No,
right?
Of course.
I don't know, but they're huge boobs, and she rubs them all over you. That's what
we need to look that up.
Yeah, what's the largest breast on record? Like over the shoulder boulder holder, like
natural.
Is it made? You know, by like. The people that make hammocks? I mean, come on.
Ron's got something.
Here we go.
I just wanted to know who decided these letters.
Yeah.
Right, the letters?
N? You know, my breasts are in.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, they're out.
all right, let's wrap this up. On Wednesday around 8:40 a.m. Actually, this is a couple of weeks old, actually. This is an older story. We've been sandbagging this, is what we call it in the industry, waiting to talk about this. So this actually happened a couple of weeks ago. I'm sorry. A 20-year-old woman and her 31-year-old boyfriend were at a Home Depot in South Carolina and decided they were going to get it on.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
They went straight into a display shed and just started going at it. An employee saw what was happening and called the cops. The couple was arrested for disorderly conduct.
Damn.
So when you're walking through the Home Depot, is that what it is that turned you on and goes, hey, you know what? Look at all these tools in this paint.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tools and all that.
Look at all these illegal immigrants.
Yeah, but
need
think
jobs.
About the employee. The employee
turns
that,
me on.
Think about it, though. The employee that went and told on him and got him fired is probably some ham hock eating wildebeest that's never going to get dick for shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm mad because they're actually getting some and I don't get any anytime except for whenever I dial zero on the pink telephone.
Dial zero on the pink telephone. Is there anybody there?
All right. That's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 32, Like a Bunch of Mushrooms. Thank you so much for joining us.
See, I should have followed Ron's example. I should have plugged in earlier.
No, you're going to plug in now. Now's the time. Go, buddy.
Plug your shows.
Yeah.
Zenith Nevers is going to be where?
Well, no. I, you guys probably already know I'm executive director of the Nevers Foundation.
Right.
We have a golf benefit tournament taking place at right behind the wheelhouse on October 18th. If you're interested in golfing, it's teams of four, $20 to enroll. The proceeds go to charity, goes to the Nevers Foundation.
Awesome.
Please look me up on Facebook or Twitter or email me at zenithnevers@gmail.com.
Awesome. Ron, where are you going to be, buddy?
Hey, Sunday, what, the 22nd at the Stage Door Pub. It's all set up for open mic and shows. I mean, it's really all there. It's just awesome.
Awesome. Amanda, anything else?
You going to be somewhere?
Everyone needs to go to Wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse on Friday night.
Friday night, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
I concur.
And John, you of course are going to be doing trivia where?
Every week, Star Island Resort, Thursday and Saturdays.
Is that open to the public?
It is. Come on out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. And make sure that you go to kingsofthepodcastle.com and check out all of our content. Bye bye.
Cowboys 13, Kansas City 7.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey. Just give it to the
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
So we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got up in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like... I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was like, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
You guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.